It's the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M, as I fill in on this Friday for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joining us now on the phone lines, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. That's my district. It's down here in the Hillsdale area and nearby. Congressman, I know that that fine American flag shirt is coming out of the closet, getting all ready for the Independence Day celebrations.
You've seen that.
I've seen that shirt. Congressman, you can't miss it.
It's a great shirt. Today I'll be wearing a flag tie and a little more dignified in Fashion Day. We have opportunity to be there in Hillsdale. In fact, this afternoon at the American Legion and be involved in their Flag Day ceremony. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wonderful, Congressman. I want to get right to it because I think we only have you for one segment today. So we talked about this earlier in the hour. I don't know what, if any, more information that you have to share with us about these oil tanker attacks in the Gulf of Oman and sort of what the consequences or what the U.S. response should be or could be.
Well, I think it continues to be a watch and a take care approach. Not sitting on any of the armed services committees, I don't have much more information than you have, other than the fact that the White House is fully engaged. The purpose of making sure that we have our facilities in the region is to show an intentionality. What goes on behind the scenes as far as these most recent attacks, I think, remains to be seen. But Iran does know that America is watching and is concerned, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Congressman, I also wanted to ask about the president's ability to negotiate with Mexico, or at least, threaten Mexico with these tariffs and getting a deal done on border security. We have this border crisis that continues to unfold. We just saw updated numbers last week. The number of people been apprehended is just skyrocketing. What do you make about the president's ability to get Mexico a little more involved in the game here?
Well, I think we saw his negotiating ability that went on, and ultimately Mexico accepted the demands that we have. How they carry it out remains to be viewed, and I think the president stated very, very carefully and clearly when Mexico agreed to come up with plans to make sure that they are fully engaged in keeping illegal immigrants from coming across our border as much as possible. And we've seen evidence with their troops being put forward and efforts to keep the immigrants who are coming from south of their border in their borders at the very least. Time will tell, but the president expected that. He also left it on the table that if it doesn't show results that he's expecting, he may go back toward those tariffs as well.
Congressman, on the subject of tariffs and trade, the United States-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, USMCA, is stuck before the House. Of course, Nancy Pelosi in the majority waiting to ratify the USMCA. What's the status on that now?
Well, hopefully it's moving toward completion. I think it's a good deal. Plenty of my businesses, my agricultural industry, want to see that completed. Thankfully, they are starting to make the rounds in Washington, talking to members, my colleagues, about their need to see that across the line, encouraging them to get Nancy Pelosi to bring it up for a vote. She has stood in the way at this point. I think she's running out of excuses with Mexico now taking care of a great number of the details relative to worker relations, benefits packages, union negotiations, those type of things. And they've done it in their parliament, passed legislation. It's time for us to get it done. We're pushing as strongly as we can, but being in the minority has its negative results. But I think a good number of my Democrat colleagues are now starting to feel the heat of saying it's time. No more dragging the feet. Get it done. Canada wants to do it. Their parliament is ready to do it. Mexico's shown they're ready to do it. The American worker needs it here. Jobs are going to increase. Security for our industry. moves us forward into the present world of a global setting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get her done. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that she can't put off too much longer that vote. It really needs to be done before the end of this month.
Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. If I'm not mistaken, you did serve in Congress briefly in the minority back in, 2008, but since 2011 or so, majority until this most recent go-around. Does being in the minority in the House just reinforce how important it is for Republicans to take back that body in 2020?
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, we're looking at the budget that we've been dealing with, the appropriations package, for the past 2 days. It's so frustrating. Things that need to be done in securing our borders and dealing with immigration reform, in finishing the USMCA trade deal. All of that could be taken under tow right now by the Republican majority if we were still there, and we would have done it. It reminds us that both members of Congress as well as citizens need to understand that sometimes 100% is the enemy of the best getting done. We need to see that, keep moving things forward, keep understanding that there is a worse setting than some having a few recalcitrant Republicans who push back on the president in a wrongful fashion of getting certain things done, is far less of a negative than seeing what has taken place under Nancy Pelosi. So we're going to work at it, but it is what it is. The people voted. I accept that fact and still trying to be productive, working with my Democrat colleagues to move things forward. I can take a 60% win. I'll take an 80% win if I can't get a 100% win, because I think that's what people elected me to do.
Congressman Tim Walberg, the economy under President Trump has been so strong, and job numbers have been very good. What this is one of those issues that that usually carry elections, right? If the economy is going well, if people feel like their pocketbook is in good shape, they'll keep the incumbent in power. And certainly even, we see some polls saying even 60, 70%. I saw one the other day, 70% of people said the economy is in great shape. Do you see the indicators that that will continue? Are you confident the economy will stay on strong footing for the next year, year and a half or so?
Well, it should. It certainly will stay on stronger footing than if we had the last administration still in power, which was really, really a problem. The concern is, I read in the Wall Street Journal yesterday an article that I think was very accurate in saying the efforts by Nancy Pelosi and others to just push back on Donald Trump, to push for impeachment, to stop the border protection, the control that goes on, the USMCA, that could slow our economy. But the economy is so strong that it's going to take some of those hits and move forward. But we can't neglect it for too long without seeing a problem. And I'm concerned that there are some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle that would rather see Donald Trump lose than America win. I personally would like to get to a point of saying, let's move America forward. I tried to do that under Barack Obama, tried to support an effort at least do our best. And I think that ought to be the case here. But no, the economy's strong. Internal polls are showing that this president...
Congressman, I apologize. A hard break here.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.